welcome to Cougar Season. This is Hefe. I'm going to see what we have to talk about today. And I'm trying not to breathe into the microphone too heavily. First up, what is P. Diddy's name this week? He's also known as Puff Daddy. And Sean John, drum roll please. P. Diddy's name this week is Spliff Johnny. Movie out coming out now is a Yes Man featuring Jim Carrey. If you're wondering why this is auspicious, it's because this is when Jim Carrey fully converts himself into Robin Williams. I know someone who's been in an on and off relationship with a girl. It involves fighting and screaming and hitting and cheating. Yet again, they are back together. At what point do they realize that he's just asking for it? Also, another person I know related rules. This girl I know, who I wasn't especially interested in, just bought a house. And if she didn't get hotter, I don't know what it is. I think I'm just getting a little bit more materialistic in my advanced years. I asked a friend of mine who happens to be Jewish what he was doing for Christmas, and he replied, being Jewish. An ex-coworker of mine, who was terminated, thinks he should hang around the bar after hours. And he states, hey, can we do a shot? I said, no. He goes, for old time's sake? Oh, old time's sake. Like the time you got fired for assaulting me? Or for the old times of you just drinking more free booze? You decide. On the political front, this from the New York Post. Governor David Patterson yesterday shocked New Yorkers with a mind-boggling 137 proposed new and hiked taxes on everything from beer to cab rides to iTunes downloads and movie tickets. The doomsday $121.1 billion plan represents the biggest tax hike in state history and slashes services across the board, while still increasing spending by $1.4 billion. This includes an iTunes tax of 4% on videos, music, or pictures downloaded from the internet, a 4% tax on taxi, limo, and bus rides, a 4% tax on entertainment on tickets to movies, concerts, and sporting events, a tax on beer at 24 cents per gallon, an 18% tax on non-diet soft drinks, a 4% tax on cable, TV, and satellite services, hiking the cost of personal services, including haircuts, manicures, pedicures, and gym memberships. A 4% sales tax on clothing and shoes under $500, except 2 weeks out of the year. An elimination of the law that caps state sales tax on gasoline at 8 cents per gallon. Well, what hasn't he taxed? And I guess a blind cokehead, non-elected governor isn't really there to inspire confidence in the voting public. Why would anyone put up with this? Why do we continue to put up with it? I may be smart, but I don't know everything. How is not $121 billion enough to spend, and how do you come up $1 billion short? What exactly are they spending their money on in New York State? Where does this money go? And if there's so much money being spent in New York State, how could they possibly be going broke? That's just the taxes. If this is not an abuse of the public trust, I don't know what it is. I don't know why people keep putting up with it, because they vote for Democrats, because they like abortion that much. Democrats are horrible. Republicans aren't much better. Just evidenced by the fact that they can't beat them in elections in big states like New York or California on a consistent basis. Pataki was an awfully overspending governor. Because New York State loves its kids, you know? That's code for, we're your parents now. But that was a Republican who did that. I don't know why you have to bribe voters. No wonder these guys are looking for bribes like Blagojevich in Illinois. You know? They've taken on some sort of a kingly attitude as opposed to being public servants, you know, they deign their fiscal power of the purse to whoever has earned their favor. And then taking up the raising the taxes of people's, you know, enjoyment. Hey, you know what? Life is hard, so we're going to raise your taxes on your music, your movies, your beer, your gas. You know, all the things that you use to forget about all the bullshit that we do to you all the time are now going to cost you more because of all the bullshit we do to you all the time. And I'm not even, I haven't even gotten to my real meat yet. Sorry, keep breathing the microphone. I will learn control my breathing a little bit better here. Also in the David Patterson review, here's an article from the LA Times about Saturday Night Live. Governor David Patterson didn't think the Saturday Night Live skit poking fun at his blindness and admitted drug use was very funny at all. The skit had NSL cast member Fred Armisen doing a scarily spot-on impression of the governor during the show's weekend update segment. Seth Meyers had to help him turn his chair to face the cameras. Armisen's Patterson later returned to wander in front of the camera during Amy Poehler's farewell. I can take a joke, Patterson told the Daily News on Sunday, but only 30% of disabled people are working, and I'm afraid that kind of third-grade humor certainly adds to this atmosphere. In the skit about the governor's choice of a replacement for Senator Hillary Clinton, Armisen's Patterson pointed out that he became governor after Elliot Spitzer's prostitution scandal. Whoever's appointed a senator must, like me, be totally caught off guard and be comically unprepared to take office. He said, come on, I'm a blind man who loves cocaine and who was suddenly appointed governor of New York. My life is an actual plot from a Richard Pryor movie. A spokesman from the National Federation of the Blind also slammed the SNL skit. The biggest problem faced by blind people is not the blindness itself, but the stereotypes held by the general public. Spokesman Chris Danielson said, the idea that blind people are incapable of simplest tasks and are perpetually disoriented and befuddled is absolutely wrong. Patterson's spokesman, Errol Cockfield Jr., said, the governor is sure that Saturday Night Live, with all of its talent, can find a way to be funny without being offensive. Well, I have an idea how to be funny without being offensive. Have your spokesman be named Errol Cockfield Jr. The guy's name is Cockfield Jr. Oh, that's funny. I love the National Federation of the Blind. I want to start my own federation, you know, that just issues statements every time we're offended by somebody, completely forgetting that this is a free damn country, and you can say whatever the hell you want. There are so many grievance organizations out there who just run around to get offended when somebody does something that's slightly hilarious and slightly steps on their toes. You know, and I'm a Catholic, and I got to hear freaking priest molester jokes all the goddamn time. And they're not even very funny anymore. But everybody thinks they're hilarious when they make a freaking priest as a molester joke. You know what? There are fewer percentage of priests that are child molesters than in the actual population, okay? So it's not a freaking specific thing to the Catholic Church. But anyways, I haven't started a freaking organization to be offended by it. And go, oh, woe is me. You're hurting Catholic membership with all your hurtful comments and comedy sketches. Wah, wah, wah. You know what? Go to hell. I'm not weak enough to need you to tell me, to let you hurt my feelings over something. You know what? If you're just stupid and have bad taste, then I'm comfortable letting you be stupid and have bad taste. You know, and I don't have to issue a freaking statement about it. So don't expect me to hear on this program to keep doing this over and over again. If you're an idiot, I'm going to let you be an idiot. But if you're a freaking governor of some state who can't stop spending fucking money, I'm going to point out your shortfalls. Thanks for nothing, Patterson. Making New York more unlivable than it already is. Get your freaking head on straight. Okay, for the end of the show today, I will be reading some statements about what I think is going wrong today with our current economic situation. This will be done dramatically to the tune of Muse's beautiful song, the first song off their Black Holes and Revelations CD. It's called Take a Bow. I also believe it will be on the soundtrack for the movie Watchmen, a fine graphic novel, and soon to be a released fine movie coming out March 6th. 2009. Here's hoping we have enough money to buy a ticket to go see it. Thank you. Thank all you people. Your irresponsibility. for you people who live on credit and have defaulted on your student loans, buying things you can't afford, such as cars or houses out of your reach. For legislation telling us how to live our lives, how to drive, how to spend, what to buy. You union workers, whether you're the UAW, who thinks they should make money, more money, and continue to make money off the American taxpayer, or the American Federation of Teachers, who's more concerned with their lobbying power than educating children. Entitlements, your welfares, corporate and personal, your social securities. Why do we need the government to provide these things? Why do we need to pay them taxes to give them back incrementally through a bureaucracy? Why can't we just have our own money and keep our own money? You, who do nothing to check out of control state spending, or local or county spending, municipalities, states, counties are going broke because of poor management, poor voter management, high taxes. Why should anyone give a third of their life's work or yearly work to the government? For what? It makes you a third of a slave. Corporate taxes. Why should corporations pay taxes? Just so consumers can pay those taxes for the products they buy. Why are we being taxed over and over and over again? Either individuals should pay taxes, or the company should pay taxes. But instead we both are, to feed the never-ending hunger of the leeching government that we refuse to take power back from. Too much government in general. How can we believe that this is good for us? Why don't we want to control our own lives? What are we afraid of? The accumulated knowledge of America is stronger and better for us as a group than ceding that power to a small number of individuals in Washington, D.C. or Sacramento. We are smart enough to make our own choices. We are smart enough to be smart. Wall Street bankers don't actually know how to make money. They just lose it or steal it. Take them out and shoot them. But I don't want to seem too conservative, because I believe there's plenty of blame to go around. Democrats, Republicans, bankers, lawyers. There's some good ones out there. Let's all hope that we don't get what we pay for. That is my John Galt moment. Thanks for listening to Cougar Season. Good luck.